USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A landmark in vaccinations. White House COVID-19 Response Team Coordinator Jeff Zients.
Today, 100 million Americans are fully vaccinated, nearly double the 55 million who were fully vaccinated at the end of March.
He said 220 million shots have been given out since President Biden took office. He also said by the end of May, they'll have enough vaccines for every person in America. Dr. Anthony Fauci said about 8% of Americans who received one dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine haven't returned for their second dose. The TSA has now extended its mask requirement for 4 months longer. Passengers on trains, planes, and buses will have to continue to wear masks through September 13th. People with certain disabilities and children under 2 years of age are still exempt from the rule. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the ultimate daily classic tablets, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those three eggs twice a day, because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.